Welcome to today's Higher Every Day of Thursday, the 7th of March 2024. Today's topic is Fasting in Trying Times. Our text today is taken from Esther chapter 4 verses 10 through 17. Verse 10. Again Esther spake unto Hatak, and gave him commandment unto Mordecai. All the king's servants, and the people of the king's provinces, do know, that whosoever, whether men or women, shall come unto the king into the inner court, who is not called, there is one law of his to put him to death, except such to whom the king shall hold out the golden scepter, that he may live. But I have not been called to come in unto the king these 30 days. And they told to Mordecai Esther's words. Then Mordecai commanded to answer Esther, Think not with thyself that thou shalt escape in the king's house, more than all the Jews. Verse 14. For if thou altogether holdest thy peace at this time, then shall their enlargement and deliverance arise to the Jews from another place, but thou and thy father's house shall be destroyed. And who knoweth whether thou art come to the kingdom for such a time as this? Then Esther bade them return Mordecai this answer. Go, gather together all the Jews that are present in Shushan, and fastly for me, and neither eat nor drink 3 days, night or day. I also and my maidens will fast likewise, and so will I go in unto the king, which is not according to the law. And if I perish, I perish. So Mordecai went his way, and did according to all that Esther had commanded him. Our memory verse today is taken from Esther chapter 4 verse 16. Go, gather together all the Jews that are present in Shushan, and fastly for me, and neither eat nor drink 3 days, night or day. I also and my maidens will fast likewise, and so will I go in unto the king, which is not according to the law. And if I perish, I perish. It was Wesley L. Jewell who said, Fasting in the biblical sense is choosing not to partake of food, because your spiritual hunger is so deep. Your determination in intercession so intense, or your spiritual warfare so demanding, that you have temporarily set aside even fleshly needs, to give yourself to prayer and meditation. In the days of Mordecai, a death decree was signed by the king, Esther's husband, against the exiled Jews in his kingdom. It was Haman's scheme. Added to this, was a protocol attracting a capital punishment on anyone that approached unto the king, except he was invited. The only means to break the protocol was to cry to the living God, who holds the hearts of all men in his hands. Esther, her maidens, and the Jews fasted and prayed, and God was moved and delivered the Jews from mass slaughter. Esther chapter 5 verses 2 and 3, and chapter 8 verses 7 through 11. Acceptable fasting and prayer is for the saints. Psalm chapter 66 verse 18. Youths who have challenges that defy ordinary prayer should examine themselves and pray with fasting. However, do not indulge in a long fasting unadvisedly. Quote for the day. Pray with fasting. The challenge for today is challenge your challenges with prayer and fasting. Prayer. Lord, teach me to fast aright. In Jesus' name. Amen. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher Every Day, visit us at www.higheveryday.app. or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.